Day 100, or April the 10th. Didn't Jonah have enough to do at home? Our thoughts today are rooted in 2 Kings chapter 14, verse 25. He, Jeroboam, was the one who restored the boundaries of Israel from Lebo Hamath to the Dead Sea, in accordance with the word of the Lord, the God of Israel, spoken through his servant Jonah, son of Amittai, the prophet from Gath-Hepher. Now the big picture surrounding this verse. In amongst the many kings who ruled towards the end of the divided kingdom period, both north and south, we have the death of Elisha and then the catastrophe of the northern tribes being attacked and scattered by the Assyrians. There is also a name which is mentioned just once, and even then only as the prophet of a relatively minor king of Israel called Jeroboam II. The prophet's name is Jonah. He is far more famous for his exploits when a call comes from God to go to Nineveh. There is little more than 50 years left before the northern kingdom ceases to be, and its 10 tribes are scattered far and wide, never to be gathered together again. The tribes of Judah remain in the south, and it's from this tribe that Jesus Christ will come. And now, our action step for today. In the days of Jonah, there was much to do at home as rumblings from Assyria, the superpower of the day, over to the northeast, threatened its very existence. However, a call came from God for Jonah to leave Israel and go to the Assyrian capital, Nineveh. Jonah may well have felt he was needed more back home rather than in a foreign country which would eventually invade and conquer his beloved Israel. We often act like Jonah ourselves and feel we know better than God when a call comes from him. Jonah didn't simply stand still defiantly, he became active but all in the wrong direction. If you find yourself working hard, but deep down know that God has another job for you to do, and no matter how busy you make yourself, that call will not go away, bend the knee and respond today.